available toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You are listening to Free Talk Live. It is Mark with you.
And Luther.
And Julia.
It's a live Monday night edition. Give us a call. Talk about what you want to talk about. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Zachary in Washington. Zachary?
Yes, thank you so much.
Sure. Zachary, I asked you to call in, actually. This is, you're running a concert called Rock the Revolution. Is that correct?
That's right. Rock the Revolution Tour. And we kick off on October 15th, which is right around the corner now. And it's a tour that's all grassroots driven and all in support of Ron Paul and his presidential campaign. And we're keeping the shows free to the public to go to, and it's really growing. We haven't even started yet.
They're free to go to? When do you have any venues that are set up?
Yeah, we're on a shoestring budget right now. So we've got the first two venues that we've identified all the venues. I have a real amazing team of regional coordinators that are entertainment industry insiders. So all the venues are identified. We just need the funding to come through to lock them all up, and we should be able to do a big chunk of that this week. Revolution Pack has gotten on board with the tour, and I'm really excited about that. I love what they're doing with their ads, and I hope that we can be mutually beneficial to each other and to Ron Paul's presidential campaign.
And this is what the purpose of the Rock the Revolution Tour is to add excitement to the Ron Paul campaign. And certainly there are no other presidential candidates with touring concerts, promoting their name. And, but it all sounds so cute, the idea of some guy in a banjo touring around promoting the idea of Ron Paul. The question is, who do you have for the lineup, right?
Yeah, we've got some pretty exciting names. KRS-One's going to do a few shows. We also have Killjoy and Europa. They've had some commercial success, and we just signed a Good Fight. They've opened for bands from, Goo Goo Dolls to Steve Miller Band. So hoping they bring some of their friends with them, too. And, we've got quite the lineup, and it's going to change as we go across the country. Some of the acts are just going to do one or two nights. Some of them will do an entire region. And we have a small core that's going to do the whole thing. But really excited to have KRS-One on board.
Yeah.
And, people know who he is.
Oh, yeah. That's a big name. I mean, I'm kind of surprised. And it seems to happen to me more and more as time goes by when celebrities just kind of come out as Ron Paul supporters.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the diversity is really going to shock people. We're going to try to, create one of those, when Barry Manilow recently came out in support of Ron Paul, we hope to create those, once a week or more if possible, as artists come out in support of Ron Paul. We've got everything from, folk music to punk rock to, hip hop with KRS-One. And everything in between. We even have I had a violinist from one of the big city symphonies get a hold of me.
Wow, that's awesome.
So she's not, I don't think she's been able to convert her entire symphony, but it would be very cool if she did.
Yeah, is all you have to do. To some extent, you get a couple of big names, you have some other people up there on stage, and I think that you've got yourself a little festival atmosphere, and that's what people are going to come out for. Having
exactly.
a free concert is going to make it great. It'd be awesome if you could get Barry Manilow and some of the other big names. I know that, I've heard of other artists coming out and in support, but it's hard for touring artists and, wealthy people to say, yeah, I'm gonna do a bunch of free concerts.
Yeah. And so, part of the deal with this is, we are booking the venues, but they don't have to do anything other than show up. And so it makes it easier for them to get on board, because we're doing the advertising. I'm getting on radio shows, not just, national libertarian shows that, are absolutely wonderful like yours, but also, music stations. We're setting up interviews with the hip hop stations, the rock stations. With myself and some of the artists that are going to be on the tour to spread the word that way and to get to the masses of people out there and create a story that the local media can't ignore, because Ron Paul has been so ignored in the local media. He's kind of there on the national stuff, but the local media, he just doesn't exist at all. So yeah, we really hope to create a story that they just cannot ignore at all across the board.
You know, I mean, any of the presidential candidates would love to have somebody who is as passionate, you know, have a bunch of people, actually, who are passionate enough about their campaign to get out and do a touring concert. And I think that it could be extraordinarily helpful for the Ron Paul campaign. I don't know precisely. It's sort of it creates, you know, name recognition and things like that. How do you know, have any sort of way that you're going to directly benefit the Ron Paul campaign?
Just by keeping his name out there in the news. Yeah. You know, word of mouth, people that come to the shows will have, you know, Ron Paul guitar picks to hand out to people in the crowd and get people talking who had been at the show, but also get the media talking at the local level will definitely benefit him. And having, you know, those Barry Manilow moments where the whole country is talking about, wow, look who just came out for Ron Paul today. So, yeah, excited about that. And I think that'll be a big boost to his campaign.
Yeah, if you can get the bigger the name, KRS-One's huge name. I mean, I think everybody, a lot of people, I know the name, so that makes him big. And you know, when you get people to come out like that and be in your concert in support of Ron Paul, it's just awesome. And I sincerely hope it works out for you. What are some of the, so you have these venues picked out at this point, and East Coast, West Coast? Where does it start?
Yeah, we kick off in Stanley, Washington. It's right outside of Tacoma, which is just south of Seattle. And people can go to rocktherevolutiontour.com, and we've got all the locations there under the locations tab and the projected dates. Some of it's going to change a little bit as we nail them down, but the first two venues, Stanley and Portland, are absolutely nailed down. And then, you know, people can help by clicking on the donate button and donating, because we are keeping these shows free to the public. That would be really appreciated. And my friend John Dennis, who ran for Congress in California last year, he's been kind enough to let me use his political action committee as a bank, so that I don't have to pay chipping fees when people donate. So that's, you know, been a great help.
Yeah, John Dennis is very principled, fellow who ran for Congress in Nancy Pelosi's district. And,
yeah.
The idea was to give people a principled libertarian who was running under the Republican banner for whom to vote. If you like Ron Paul, you'd like John Dennis. I sincerely hope that we see more from him in the future.
Yeah, he introduced Ron Paul at the California straw poll that we just had recently. And, you know, I wouldn't have been able to put something like this together if I didn't have just amazing friends like John Dennis. And all the connections I've been able to make in the entertainment world. And I'm also the marketing director for RP2012.org. So if I hadn't already laid all of that groundwork, I wouldn't have been able to put on this just monumental project that we're getting ready to launch in under 2 weeks.
Yeah, how do you pay the rent while you're doing all this stuff that you're giving away for free?
Yeah, I have been working for the past month and a half for free, about 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. My family has been just huge. I wouldn't be able to do this without their support. And
hats
off to my family and to all of my friends across the country that have really come together to, you know, turn this from idea into, you know, it's an amazing reality in under 2 weeks here, so.
Yep, this is the thing about the Ron Paul campaign, is that he is able to, his consistent message has energized people over time to, you know, the far more than any other candidate has. Zachary, plug your website one more time so people can go there and check it out.
Yes, rocktherevolutiontour.com.
Thanks very much. Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Leadership Radio Minute, with tips and advice on how to maximize your own leadership potential. Here's international leadership expert and New York Times bestselling author, John C. Maxwell.
Leaders are by nature visionary. But a great vision without a great team often turns into a nightmare. Often leaders ask me, do you think my people will buy into my vision? When they ask me that, I know they don't yet understand the concept of permission because they're asking the wrong question. Instead, they should be asking, have my people bought into me? The size of worthiness of a leader's vision often isn't what determines whether or not it will be achieved. It's their influence based on the five levels of leadership. Position isn't enough. Leaders must earn people's permission. You do that by earning people's trust and by gaining credibility in your leadership. Then you can start sharing your vision. For the Leadership Radio Minute, I'm John C. Maxwell.
For more information on how to maximize your own leadership potential, please visit johnmaxwell.com. True leadership isn't a matter of having a certain job or title. In fact, being chosen for a position is only the first of the five levels every effective leader achieves. In his new book, The Five Levels of Leadership, leadership expert and New York Times bestselling author John C. Maxwell helps you to become more than the boss people follow only because they're required to. He gives advice on how to grow further, achieve results, and build a team that produces. The Five Levels of Leadership, the newest book from John C. Maxwell, is available wherever books are sold.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-453. The Stickles toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You're listening to Free Talk Live in whatever manner you're listening, but it isn't the only way that you can listen. We have many different ways to listen to Free Talk Live. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to see all the options. There are live stream. There's a live stream on the internet. Actually, many different live streams. The 110 radio, great radio stations that carry us, satellite options, XM, free-to-air, webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello. It's Mark with you, by the way.
And Luther.
And Julia.
Listen lines, telephone numbers you can call in and listen to the show right on your telephone. Of course, long-distance fees do apply, so you'll need to check your phone plan. It's listen.freetalklive.com. Those of you who have been listening for a while, you know that I've got a cruise coming up here where many people who are listeners to Free Talk Live are going to be going on a cruise sort of together. And we had a cancellation, and there's a room available, at even this close to it. The cruise is in early November. We're going to Bermuda, and if you want to get in, this is your last chance. There will be no other chances. There's an inside room. They have rooms basically available from $670 on up to just under $1,000, depending on the type of room available because of the kind of reservation it was. There's some flexibility in the type of room. So you can go to cruise.freetalklive.com. There is a telephone number there, or you can, I think you might even be able to sign up right at cruise.freetalklive.com. It's not just me. It's Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty. There'll be some speechifying, but there'll also be just family fun and people having a good time who believe the same sort of things. I think you'll have a great time. It's cruise.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Glenn in California. Glenn?
Hello. Good evening, hey. Sirs.
All is well. And madam.
And madam.
Oh, hello, madam. I'm actually in Connecticut.
Okay, madam. Great.
And what I wanted to talk about tonight is a story I heard on NPR just several minutes ago that Denmark was introducing a tax on saturated fat.
Ah, yes. Okay.
I found this was interesting because for the last month or so, I have embraced what would be called a Paleolithic diet.
Yes.
That encourages the consumption of saturated fat. And it seems in my research thus far that there is a small but growing contingent of scientists and academics, nutritionists, athletes who concur that saturated fats are good, and they point to evidence like the small tribes and the past in this country when we ate more lard and had a lower incidence of our current diseases, which seem to plague us.
Yeah, and a lot of people, you know, they just assume, the government tells you, and you know, some scientists will tell you, that it's the meat, it's the saturated fats that are causing all your problems. It could very well just be the carbs or whatever else it is that's in your diet. Americans eat a lot of carbs, and I have seen lots of people switching to this paleo diet, including, but certainly not limited to, Stephanie Murphy, who does the Sunday show with me. She is my co-host. She's a med student, just about a doctor, and I'm not thinking that she probably researched this pretty thoroughly, and when she says it's healthy and it's the best way to go, she certainly believes that strongly.
You know, I'm actually a doctor as well, and I did not research this thoroughly, so shame on me, but anecdotally, I'll just say that I've never felt so good in my life. I feel excellent. I mean, I did kind of do some cursory research, and it made sense logically based on the limited evidence and data I saw. But
one thing's for sure, it'll make you lose weight.
Yeah, sure. It definitely does.
Also, some findings that Stephanie has said that makes perfect sense to me is that people with certain diets, that people in the paleo and the low-carb diets tend to eat more vegetation than anybody else on any other diet, including vegetarians, whom largely just eat carbohydrates.
Interesting.
Yeah, so there you go.
But this story just struck me as another example, like you need another, but just it seemed a lot like the global warming kind of story, where you have this consensus of idiots who proclaim this is the truth, and even though we know that consensus is not fact, it seems that the policymakers can just run and jump on that and impose ridiculous laws on us.
Yeah, this is what they're going to do. There's an opportunity to, we can tax a certain type of food? Well, that'd be awesome.
Yes, exactly. And it's fast backwards. It's actually the carbs that really, hurt us. So
it may very well be. I'm not prepared to say. I don't know.
I haven't been completely sold on this idea.
Yeah, me neither. But I mean,
it's interesting, and Stephanie is in great shape, and she seems really healthy. And other people I know who are on the diet, seem very active as well. From what I know about hunter-gatherer societies, they also have to work a lot harder to get their food.
That's true.
And they cannot support large populations, which is what makes them hunter-gatherer societies. Your thoughts?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah,
but I don't know that that is a stipulation as to why it is good or bad for you. I mean, if a people were hunter gatherers for, you know, 60,000 years of evolution, and then in the last 5,000 have ceased to be it, that doesn't mean that just because carbs are the way that cities have been built, that they're necessarily good for you in a long term sense.
I would also add. That I think that as a whole, most Americans eat way too many carbs. Like, I don't think we would disagree on that. And they eat very bad carbs, you know, because there's different kinds of carbs. And I would say that most people that just don't generally pay much attention to their diet at all.
Glenn?
Well, supposedly a lot of the constituent components of grains. They have inbuilt like enzymes and inbuilt proteins. I mean that are supposed to be protective, and that we don't have the necessary enzymes to break them down that smaller animals like rodents and whatnot have, because they've evolved to eat the grain. We only, just like you said, we've only been eating the farm products for the last 5-10,000 years, whereas for 100,000 years, modern man has been eating more animal products and vegetation. So that seems to be more of the line of thinking in why paleo diet is healthier.
Yeah, the paleo diet and the low-carb diet, people choose to research them, choose to eat them, and that's what they should be able to do. Really, what it boils down to is, should the government of Denmark or the government of any other place be telling people how they should eat and rewarding one type of eating and disincentivizing another type of eating? And that's what I find the most frightening part of this, is that essentially they find something that it looks bad to them, and they provide this sin tax upon it, as if eating meat is now sinful, just like they do alcohol in Denmark, I guess, just the way they do marijuana. Holland, I'm not sure. I get always confused.
Different countries.
I'll take your word for it.
Well, you can go.
I'm sure some of the politicians have good intentions, but it's terrible. I don't know what to say.
It sounds like you came up with a T-shirt there, Glenn. Beware politicians with good intentions.
Yes, agreed.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Do you think the government has a role in telling us how we should eat, how we should live? I mean, are these roles of politicians? Many people would think they absolutely think they are. Michelle Obama certainly does. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't want it? On 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply.
Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's that kind of interactive program. We'll take your calls at 855-450-3733. You can also go to the website at freetalklive.com. It's that kind of interactive website, as a matter of fact. You can link to blog posts or news stories or whatever it is that you want to get out to a large audience, like we have on our website. And people will vote it up, vote it down. You can vote theirs up, vote them down. It's a big voting community there at freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver, either as a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you some really great rates on some gold and silver. As a matter of fact, there's been a little dip in the gold and silver market. Might be a really good time to pick some up if you think it's going to continue to go up. And it seems like it is to me. I don't know. You can go there and check it out at gold.freetalklive.com. I've certainly got some gold and silver for myself. I can't give you any advice on how to spend your money other than I can just tell you how I've been spending mine. And gold and silver is certainly in my portfolio, such that it is. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Luther.
And Julia.
So we, this Occupy Wall Street thing has been sort of taking over America. There's
it's
Occupy
been occupying our lips.
That's right. Occupying us, occupying, in fact, different areas of the United States. And we know that there's a contingent of people that are very interested in the ideas of liberty. They want to occupy the Federal Reserve, that kind of thing. And we know there's a contingent of people that appear to be, you know, like the rainbow people and just occupying a park in New York City and not entirely sure what they want, don't really know what their philosophies are, that kind of thing. Well, apparently some of them have come up with OccupyWallStreet.org, a list of demands for Occupy Wall Street, the movement. You're going to want to take a deep breath here. So this is demand one, restoration of the living wage. As if the living wage ever existed, we're going to restore it. This demand can only be met by ending free trade, by imposing trade tariffs on all imported goods entering America, the American market, to level the playing field for domestic family farming and domestic manufacturing, as most nations that are dumping cheap products into the... Dumping. They're providing people with the things they want at the lowest rates that they can provide them to, so that poor people can... Their money can go farther.
Actually afford it, yeah.
And
it's
this guy...
It's not like you don't have a variety... Like, if you don't want the cheapest product, you can buy a more expensive product. Yeah, I guarantee it.
If you want to buy American, you can do it. You know, it's probably not going to be your best choice, though, if you think about some of the products that are out there, especially some of the ones manufactured here in the States, like cars. I'm not a huge fan of the American car industry. Why would I buy a GM?
Well, as a matter of fact, I've looked at a video, and it may be a little bit dated. I'm not 100% sure how things have gone in the last 5 years. But I know this video basically tracked manufacturing from the 50s to 2006, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the claim was that there's more manufacturing going on in the United States than there was in the 50s. It's just that manufacturing has gotten more efficient and there are fewer manufacturing jobs. And that manufacturing is always going to get more efficient and that you're always going to deal with this sort of robots has taken our jobs kind of situations.
Right.
And, you know, this person here who believes that it's okay, apparently this person has no value for the lives and the livelihoods of people in foreign countries. America's the largest single marketplace on the planet, and to exclude that marketplace to other people in other countries is to exclude their workers from a better way of life. If these companies offer to Americans things that they want at a value higher than American companies may or may not be able to produce them at, mostly because of the regulations placed upon these companies, well, I mean, you know, where's the morality in this? It doesn't seem like there is any. This sounds like some, you know, socialist that is trying to hijack their movement. Maybe he is. Maybe this is represents their entire movement. I have no idea. But it's pretty disgusting to me.
Yeah. It's a terrible idea that's just going to blow up in their face. It's going to make things worse. It's going to drive up prices here in the country that they're trying to make
but
more affordable.
A politician can magically wave his wand and poof, we'll make more money.
Let me tell you what this guy wants the politicians to wave their wands over. I haven't even finished point one, demand one here yet. Let's see. Dumping cheap products into the American market have radical wage and environmental regulation advantages. Another policy that must be instituted is, why wouldn't you make a second demand, is to raise the minimum wage to $20 an hour.
What?
$20 an hour. Now, I want you to go to your local pizza parlor and ask him how many employees he would be able to afford out of his current employees if he were to pay them all $20 an hour. The vast majority of Americans, the vast majority of legally working Americans that work for minimum wage, do not have families.
They're 16.
Factually, fewer people are getting into the working market at 16. And
18.
They're 18, 19, 20 in a lot of cases, and they're earning less because they haven't had their first job. My first job I had at 12. I was well above the minimum wage by the time I was, in fact, legal working age.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's about the first few years is about learning to get your butt to work. And, you know, and this person wants a $20 an hour minimum wage.
How much do you think that pizza is going to cost?
That's exactly it.
And they really contradict themselves because in the very first part of this demand, they say that they want prices to go down so people can afford things.
Yes.
Yet they want to force business owners to charge people $20 an hour. So, I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Right. The idea that businesses, for one, the idea that big business is supporting anybody on the minimum wage is just poppycock. I mean, how many big businesses have people working for minimum wage? Most of the big businesses, most of the little businesses are people that, you know, the smaller businesses that have people working on minimum wage. That's only anecdotal experience. I don't have any facts to back that up sitting right here. That's just what my experience is that people tend to work for small businesses first at minimum wage. They get some work experience. They move on. Or they get better at doing their job and they get you know, a higher wage. And that's just how that goes over time.
This person doesn't understand how profit margins work either, because when you're talking about a company like Pepsi or Coke, I mean, they're making like a 10%, you know, profit on it. They're not, these people think that they're just breaking in.
Right, a lot of that is expense. I mean, I work at a chain restaurant here in New England, and they have on a poster in the back wall, it shows what their profit margin is, and it's 5 cents on every dollar.
Yeah.
You know, and it shows where the rest of it goes. You know, a big portion of it goes to employees and benefits and paying us. And
they hate, I mean, you know, the people that hate rich people hate that they make money on the backs of other people. So if you know, for every dollar you make, I make a penny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's I've got 100 people or 10, you know, 1,000 people, 10,000 people working for me, and I make a penny off of every dollar that they make. Well, I'm not making that much. I just got a bunch of people working for me, and there's, you know, there's something to be had and said for that sort of management. But you need to understand what this kind of demand does to the little guy. If you're running the little pizza shop that provides an important service to the people, you know, that it, in that town.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen when you get a minimum wage raised to $20? You're either going to fire people, you're going to
raise your prices,
you're going to take lower wages yourself. Chances are, if you're running a pizza parlor, you're not making much more than you could be working someplace else. Really. Really, that's the truth. Or you're going to cut the quality of the products or whatever. You've got to figure out where this money is coming from. These people aren't sitting in the back room with a big pile of money. And the idea that you can do this is just ludicrous. It's people who have no grasp of economics. Absolutely. Economics is reality, and they don't have a grasp on reality. That's it. I don't want to be mean, but if you think you can raise the minimum wage in one country to $20 an hour and do something good for that country, you have lost your mind. Why not raise it to $100 an hour?
Right.
Why stop at 20?
Yep.
It's crazy. Crazy talk. I mean, and that just proves it.
Guys, notice things are different now that you're a little older? Girls, notice your guy's not quite the man he used to be? Lower energy, more fat, lower sex drive? It all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. It doesn't matter who you are, guys. This will happen to you. But now, for the first time, we can boost testosterone naturally by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Ageless Male is proven in clinical research to safely boost testosterone by 61%. Healthy testosterone means more vitality, a great outlook, and a healthy sex drive. This is a game changer. Be an Ageless Male.
For your risk-free trial, just call 1-800-350-2122. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-350-2122. That's 1-800-350-2122.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing you can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com?
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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do 3 things right away. Number 1, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number 2, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number 3, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
.453, that is the SACL toll-free call-in line. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. If you believe that the minimum wage should be $20 for any reason other than you would just like to get paid $20 an hour, please give us a call at 855-450.
Yeah, I'd love to get paid $20 an hour. That'd be great, but I don't think this is the way to go about it.
Right, making a demand that the minimum wage ought to be $20. Because if the minimum wage were $20 an hour, that would be the only way that one would get, you know, this guy would probably get paid $20 an hour.
It's as stupid as the hours of exchange rate, you know, the notes, the 1 hour of production, that's what they are. You know, when people advocate this, and it was used in the Spanish Civil War in Catalonia, the anarchists there took over, and they started issuing money, currency, as hours of production. If you worked an hour, you got an hour note, basically. Mm.
Well, that's sure to get increased productivity in that hour, right?
Sure, sure. But what if it comes down to you're bartering with somebody, you know, and you want something that you really want it. They don't necessarily want to give it up. You know, you might trade more hours of production for it. So it just kind of, it's self-defeating in the sense that it will eventually just become a unit just like the dollar and have its own subjective value.
Yeah, just a fiat currency.
Yeah, exactly.
So what are you going to do? Demand two. Institute a universal single-payer, that's the government, by the way, healthcare system to do all private, to do this, all private insurers must be banned from the healthcare market, as their only effect on the healthcare of patients is to take money away from doctors, nurses, hospitals, and preventing them from doing their jobs and hand all that money to Wall Street investors.
Isn't that what the government does? Like, isn't that? It sounds like they're confusing private business with government. And they seem to think that government is the solution to their private business woes.
Yeah, you know.
Every time I hear this, all I can think is, like, do you want the DMV people? Do you want the post office workers, which I know are technically private, but not really?
No, not
whatever.
Really at all.
Yeah, I know. Do you want these people being your doctors?
You know, what I think of is people from Canada coming down here for health care.
Sure.
That's what I think of.
And preferring their veterinarians. I watched a documentary once on healthcare in Canada. And was
Stossel?
It Stossel? It yeah. might have been. But the vets up there said that people every day said, I wish that I could come here for healthcare because it's private and it's just much nicer.
Yeah, they have all the updated equipment. They have plenty of, they're able to provide, you know, they don't have long waiting lists. They have plenty of bed space, so to say, for the animals.
Yeah, they don't have all that paperwork they had to fill out for the government, so they had to have a bunch of people working for them.
Prices are cheap.
Profits.
Yeah.
They also, this is a huge one. Most people don't seem to understand this concept at all, but I like to watch documentaries on drugs. I find drugs very interesting. And one time I was watching a documentary on meth, and they were talking about the amount of money that they spend on people who aren't insured, who burn themselves in meth accidents, you know, where a meth lab explodes. And, and so they're required to be taken care of. And this one hospital, one unit of one hospital in one city, spent billions of dollars a year on just treating burn victims from meth. So that's one single problem, one single unit of one single hospital in one city spends that. Multiply that times every city in America, I mean, there's the, where your cost of health care is going.
Right, and you know, and I don't know, but I mean, the question is if I have a hospital and I'm doing this hospital either for not-for-profit or for to make a profit, because there's both of them out there, and I want to help people, but I can only help so many people and still sort of keep my doors open. Should the first people that I try to help be meth addicts that burn themselves doing their meth thing? I mean, where's the responsibility for the meth addict? I'm not saying they did it on purpose, but they did do it doing meth, and I don't support doing meth, so why should I have to pay for their mistakes while they're doing meth? I'm not saying I want these people to suffer, but I have limited resources, and this is what I do every time I give money to not-for-profit organizations. I do give lots of money to from my point of view. I mean, and not for people who have real money, but
you give a fair chunk of what you have.
I believe in it because I want to help people, and I give to these not-for-profits, and I have to choose between which ones I want to do. Do I want to give to the American Cancer Society, who supports legislation that limits people's freedom and helps, you know, maybe with people who have made some lifestyle choices that cause them to have cancer? Or do I want to give money to St. Jude Hospital that helps little kids with cancer? I usually choose the little kids because they didn't have any choice. I there's different kinds of decision-making processes that one goes through when one chooses to do these things. So, the idea that they're just going to, that the government's going to do a good job scares the crap out of me. Also, innovation. Government is not a good organization for innovation. Private industry is a good organization for innovation. And if you don't have innovation in the healthcare market, where are we all going to be in 50 years?
Yeah, there's a great picture out there. I don't know who made it or where it comes from. It's just an internet meme. And it says on the top, it says socialism. And it has Havana 1950, Havana today. And they look pretty much the same. And then it says capitalism, and it says Hong Kong 1950, Hong Kong today, and it's boomed. It's this big major city from this small, port island
It's a rock
off of Asian. Yeah,
I mean, I don't even think they can farm there. They may be, I think I have heard that they do have some farms on Hong Kong, but it is a rock in the middle of the water. It has no value other than it's the freest market in the world. It's not even a free market, but it is the freest market in the world, and that is what made Hong Kong what it is today. That is that's an incredibly powerful statement if somebody will choose to look at it.
Sure.
Mark, one time you brought up some statistics regarding how much it used to cost for a woman to give birth in a hospital in 1950 versus today.
Yes.
And that references, my understanding is that the government has gotten that much more involved, there's that much more regulation, and all of these things is the reason why healthcare costs a ridiculous amount more than it used to.
Yes, this is I actually get it from of2minds.com. It is a blog, but it's all you have to do is search impossible healthcare solution, and you will see the differences in costs between I think it's 19 the 1950s and now. And essentially, having a baby costs $30, which is in today's dollars $244. A private room costs $23 or $187 in today's dollars. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics inflation calculator, $1 in 1952 is $8.14 in 2009. So what does it cost to have a baby now? $10,000? That's about right. I mean, that's what they wanted to charge us when we were Laura and I were having Jack. And we actually went with a midwife. And it was half that. But it wasn't about the price. For us, it was about the freedom of having a child the way we wanted to have a child. And I think it's important that you get what you want. But it is important to note that essentially that you could have a child for $500 if you adjusted for inflation. Yes, there are some better sorts of medicine out there, and yes, I think that those things are worth something, but really, over time, the cost of things should be driven down
right.
if you're talking about people consuming stuff,
where
not
has,
driven up.
Whereas this, yeah, has gone up exponentially, not
the government
just
was,
multiple times.
Was but. Almost non-existent in 1952 in the medical arena, and now it is hugely prevalent.
Right,
and
right.
the difference is that instead of $500, it's $10,000.
Sure, and these people want to... to just drive that up even more by throwing the government at it completely, having them completely take it over.
I was listening to some guy
on... if you can't see the cost, then it doesn't matter, right?
Right.
Sure,
That's the other aspect of it is, insurance companies... Insurance was... Because, from in the 50s, they had this 90% insurance bracket. One of the ways to hide wages from the tax man to your employees is to offer them benefits. And so when they use those benefits, like health care, you could either pay your employee, $100 and 50% of it would get taken away in taxes, or you can put that $100 towards a health care program, and then they can get that $100 directly, and then all your employees are taken care of as far as health care goes. The problem is that people are then divorced from the action of buying something, so they just demand to have health care for their job, and then they go for every little sniffle or anything that they go, and it drives up the cost because you've got all these people that really shouldn't be in the doctor's office or in the hospital.
Sure.
I mean,
the emergency room is the perfect example of that.
It certainly is.
I mean, I know people who go to the emergency room because they have a cold or the flu.
It's their doctor's office. And, how many people, obviously, the emergency room has different ways of dealing with people. If you're bleeding, you'll probably get in before the person with the cold, but I'm not even going to go sit in that room with all those people with cold. No thanks. I'd rather stay at home. 855-450-3733. You hear the list of demands of the Occupy Wall Street people. It's crazy. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.